We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we have Machlokes here of Shlokish and Rav Yochanan if Mahane to Avodah Zarah is Mutter or not. Which means we have in our Mishnah the analogo shop by a store that's Utarais, which means it's decorated. So you know that's from Avodah Zarah. So we're talking about a city, it's the Yom Eid, they have a big shuk, and on that day of the shuk, you cannot shop by the Chanuyas Mu'utarais. Only by the Chanuyas that are not decorated. And what's the reason? So Shlokas, the reason is because you're going to be nena from the good-smelling flowers they have around the store. That's why you can't shop there. But that day you're giving them money is not a problem, because the whole Isser is lo yidbak b'yadecha mu'umma min acherim. You're not going to be nena for them, but to mahana them, you're allowed to give them hana. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you can't be nena because you do chumuma, so of course you can't be mahana, of course you can't give the mahana. And it's bechlal the issa leid back with chumuma. That's machlokes. So what's pshat on Rosh Lakish? So we said we'll add on a pshat on Rosh Lakish, a svara on Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish's svara is that a mahana to avodah zarah is not covered for avodah zarah. Avodah Zarah should not need money from someone. They shouldn't need your money. It's bizarre for them to have to come onto your money. And therefore, it's not going to the Isla Yidbak B'Dechem Umma to Mahana them. And we also spoke out that Rashi learns that the Nena over here is, what's the Nena? The Nena is from the Sugi over here, is from the Reach of the, from Mutarais, and you see the next Gemara as well, where the next Gemara says that it was the day of the Shuk. And they said, whoever puts the atara on the head and on top of the donkey, so then they'll get a break on the meches. And if not, they won't get a break on the meches. They have to pay the meches. So it says there, Rav Nosson says, that a Yehudi cannot shop here, because of Manav Shach. If he puts on the thing on his head, so he's nena. And if he gives money, he's mahana. So therefore, he cannot shop over here. And if he shops over here, he gets a knas. That's what it says in the Brice here. So here Rashi says, what's the nena? Nena is when I put this thing on the head, you're nena from the reach of Asavim. So we spoke out. Taisa said, why don't you say better? You know your nena? You're getting off tax, you're getting tax free. So Taisa said, that's not called hana, because that's your own money. Actually, Ritva learns that is the nena. The nena is that you get part from taxes. So we saw in this brisa that there's an isser of mahana. So it was a kasha on Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish answered, it's a machlekes tanoim. So we'll start from there. Ketani Mias. It's around 10 lines from the top, beginning of the line. Ketani Mias. Yeniach nimtza nena. Lo yeniach nimtza mahana. So it's like 10 lines from the top, where it says in this brisa that if someone is puts a thing on his head, he's nena. He's nena from the Avodah Zarah. Lo yeniach nimtza mahana. There comes out, he's being mahana, he's giving kna, he's giving mecha, he's giving taxes to the Avodah Zarah. I say, like the Rabbanon, the Pliga Leah. What does the Beichon hold? Because the question is like this, that if it's Machlekes, Rabbanon, and the Rabnosin, we pass like the Rabbanon, because we go to the Reif. Zog to Gemara, what does the Beichon say? They don't argue. They don't argue, they put Kuliyama. And Avada, everyone holds Mahana. Everyone holds that Mahana is also. Even the Rabbanon, there's no Machlekes, Rabbanon, and Rabnosin. Right, the Gemara, there's no one who holds that Mahana is mutter, v'loy pligi, v'atayin l'tin abraisa. Holchin li yirid shal evdu chavim. You're allowed to go to a yirid of avodah zarah, v'loy chimahem behema avodim u'shvachos. You're allowed to buy from them behemos, slaves, shvachos, batim, houses, sadas, kramim, v'koysiv amal barakoyos lehem. And not only could you buy from them, you even could go to their bezdin and have it recorded in the deed in their bezdin, even though you now go to Arkayas. And Rashi adds on that going to Arkayas will cause them to be moided to the Avodah Zarah. You're making them great by giving respect to their bezdin, their courts. Still, you're allowed to do that. Why? The reason we're allowed to go to Arkayas is because since if you don't go, you might take it away from you. Here, you want to record it legally. Therefore, it's like matzal miyadam. If you're a kohen and you buy something from a guy, and they're making problems, you're allowed to go into chutz la'aretz to fight for that piece of property or that house, because even though going to chutz la'aretz is tumah derabbanan, the guys there are tumah in chutz la'aretz, still, you're allowed to do that. Matam chutz la'aretz lodum la'aremam. Just like you have time with Chutz Laretz, you'll have time with Chutz Laretz. Right thing, what are we talking about? Reis Gemara is the Raisa. Reis Gemara is a Gedaitach. You're talking about the Raisa. It's a Raisa. You can't do that. Elo Beisa Pras Derabonim, which means there's not a Derabonim de Getumah, called Beisa Pras, which means there was a caver in a field and it was plowed up. The loch is for 100 Amos in that direction is Tameh, because the worry the plow ground up some bones, and it could be a few, and an Etzem is Metamah Kisa'ira, like a barley, like the size of a barley, and therefore it's Tameh. But here they allowed it again because Matzma Yadam. Another thing you're allowed to be Metamah Derabbanan is for Limud HaTorah V'Lisa Yisha. You're allowed to go into Chutz La'aretz, and you're allowed to go through a Beis HaPras to learn Torah and to marry a Yisha. Om Rav Yehuda, what does it mean Limud HaTorah? Why can't you learn Torah right here? Om Rav Yehuda, Emesav is Ban She'ein Moitzi Lumud. Only if you can't learn where you are. Aval B'Zman She'moitzi Lumud, every time if you can learn over here, why would you go through the Beis HaPras to go learn? Rav Yehuda, Emesav, no. Afilu B'Zman She'moitzi Lumud, even if you find, you can learn over here, Yitma Yilarabim Matame, why? Maybe, not everyone's in Zaych learn from every single person, maybe the Rebbe you're going to learn from is in that area, and you have to go through the Beis HaPras, and it's, you can take that chance, because you never know who you're going to learn from. Om Rabbi Yesi, Ma'is B'Yesi V'Akoyin, who is a Koyin, obviously, Shaholchacha Rabbi L'Tzaydon, he went to Tzaydon to learn, Lilmei Torah. So you see, he went to learn Torah. Va'om Rav Yechanan on this Braisa. Halacha Karab Yesi. So you see, he knows the Braisa. Because it's Halacha Karab Yesi. And what do you see in the middle of the Braisa? Beginning of the Braisa, actually. That you go to the Ridge of Echavim and you buy Behema of Avim Shvachit. Like, you gotta buy something. I thought Rav Yechanan said, I'll buy something because Mahana, because you pay the taxes. And for the Gemara, Pash the Tarot. So Rav says, I'm a pligi. Rav Yechanan said, no one argues. And everyone agrees it's us, or he's allowed to. So I'm a pligi. When Rav Yechon says us is only from the tagar who takes taxes and pays the taxes to Avodah Zarah. The only case is the case of a lekech from Baal Bayis where he does not collect taxes from, he doesn't take the tax from the buyer, he doesn't collect taxes for Avodah Zarah. So that's the chilek. So coming out right now is that Rav Yechon holds there is no machlekes. There's no machlekes. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to go to a booth, a store that the money, the taxes go to Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to buy from them. Why not? Because you're being mahana to Avodah Zarah. And according to Rish Lakish, it's machlekes actually. According to Rabbanan, you're allowed to. According to Rav Nosson, you're not allowed to. And Rav Nosson actually says that if you do that, you get a knas. If someone goes and buys something, they destroy the purchase that you bought. It says that if you buy Behema, Tiokeh, Paris, Yerkavu, and all these things. Now, this Yerich Yerichavim that says you're allowed to buy from, and according to Rabbi Yechon, you're not paying Mechas, and that's what you're allowed to buy from. And what happened to the Isser of buying something on Yom Edom? So you can say it's not talking about Yom Edom. It's not Yerich Yerichavim. But the Rosh speaks out in Simon Yod Aleph, that it says, V'yesh oimrim hayarid yoim eidhu, it was on the yoim eid, the filahachi mutter lika koldava shu tzorach, mishum dimu loy mashkech le'ela b'yarid, v'higi li gavididei dava ovid, v'gavididu like a rafcha, the yarid zilbet harabay shavaz, and he says, that here, maybe you're allowed to buy because dava ovid for you, and for them, it's not really enough for them, that you're paying them, because that's not really enough for them, therefore he says, even on yoim eid, you could buy from them. We had such a thing in Rashi before, really, that Rashi says you're allowed to buy, also on the Yom Eid, because they're not really gaining much. Al-Kapadam, that's what we're holding right now.
Zuck, today,
yeah. That's very not direct. So it's something called Lifnei de Lifnei. It was anyways mutter. But actually, we'll talk about different things. Today, anyway, there's much more things that will matter because the Eva, all the dinim of Lefnei Eidem, Yemei Eidem is mutter today because of a few different reasons. One of the reasons is they're not really over the Zara. Number two is that because of Eva, that if you close, if you don't do business with them, they're gonna be upset, and different things like that. But you can't directly deal with the church. That's for sure not. Omamar. Behema te'oker. It says that if someone does get a knas and they make the behema useless by pulling out the tendons in the foot. Freyti Gemara, hey, let's do this. V'yikat tzah bar l'chaim. This tzah bar l'chaim. This is a knas that Chazal gave. What he did was he was mahanat avodah zarah. So now the purchase, we're going to make a knas. So it's l'chaim is the raisa, and you are and you're giving him a knas. How do you do that? How you oikad the issa of tzar balachayim? Amar bayam rachmona esuseim te'oker. We have a precedent for that in the pasuk. It says by Hashem tells Yeshua when he was fighting with the malachim of Eretz Yisrael to capture Eretz Yisrael. It says al tirim pleim ki mochor but keis azois. Everyone will be dead in front of Klai Yisrael, and you're going to destroy the Susim. So you see, there's no problem. Tzav al-Chaim. Now, what is the Gemara's tarts? Tosfos already asked the kasha. Divrei Maskil Abaye Amar. It says Hiksha Rav Chanan. What's the raya? There it's Shani Hasan Da Pi Adibur Hava. There was Pi Adibur Hava Hacha Beknaster Abanon. How do you Oikadov Menatayr? What's the raya from there? So Tosfos answers, Yesh Biyodim Koyach Lakar Heichad Ra Tam Ksas. He's learning that it's Haka Oikadov Menatayr as Tosfos learns. But the Ramban says, oh, he's Tosfos Tikataritz. And his Lashon is, at the end of his Lashon, he says, the Balechayim L'Tzorich Odom Shchitosom V'Tzaron Mutter. Which means the Ramban says, he said like this, there's no Issa Tzah Balechayim when it's Tzorich Odom. If it's Tzorich Odom, it's not called Tzah Balechayim. And here, since Chazal decided this Knas is Tzorich Odom, it's a Tzorich, and therefore, there's no problem, Tzav al-Chaim. There's a tzarech is that we want to teach the person a lesson. Teach the person a lesson. You shouldn't buy anymore. And Chazal saw this. And actually, if you look at Piskei Tosfos and Daf Yud Aleph, we don't understand what Tosfos Shita, but the Piskei Tosfos says on Daf Yud Aleph, he says, Tzav al-Chaim, I'm reading your Lashon, Tzav al-Chaim, ain osur el kushum etzaira beli revach. Tzav al-Chaim is osur if you do it for no reason. But if you have a reason, if you have a revach for it, you're allowed to do it. So that's the Ramban's teretz, but the Tosfos here and before learned different pshat. Tosfos before, so we got a king, oikran amalachim. It says you're led by a king's horse, led a runit. So Tosfos asked there over there, tzar bal chayim. So he says, shani kovad amelach shukovad lechol yisrov, ashi kovad rabim v'dochi tzar bal chayim. Again, Tosfos is busy with being dochiyed. The Ramban saying no, that any time you have a reason for it, that's enough of a heter to do tzar bal chayim. It says, what's ikur? How do you get rid of this? Make this animal useless by menashe for 7 arkuva lamata. From the arkuva is like the ankle. It's not really ankle by a behemah. A behemah has two knees, and this is the bottom knee. From that to the bottom, you rip out the tendons over there. And the reason is because it doesn't make it into a treifa. Right? The Gemara v'raminu menashe akasha. It says emakdishim. Today, you should not be makdish anything or be machrim anything. Stam chayim goes to bedek abayis. And you should not do erech and alai either when the money goes to bedek abayis. Why? Because you have no one to give it to. And then now, if it's hektish, you might come to me'ila because there's nothing you can do with it. So, you shouldn't do it. And what do you do? If you do it, what should you do? Vim hektish v'hikr v'herech. So the halacha is, Behema te'oker, by behema, make it useless by pulling out his tendons. Peres ksus v'kelim should rot, yirkavu, means fruits of clothing and utensils should yirkavu on top of your gimel mabez. And moyois v'kli matches, yolichi v'amelach, throw into yamelach. Now, v'ezu ikur, what's ikur? Ikur is, noyel delas b'fenevi mesim aleha. You take the behema, you put it into a room, and you close the door, and it dies by itself. And the shaila is, we say over here that you do ikar means you pull out the tendons. And here it sounds like you have to do a strong ikar. Why don't you do the same thing? There is mizoyin kachim. If you say ti'oker and you pull out a tendon, so it could be useless, but it'll take a much longer time for it to die. It's not going to die. So the mizoyin of the kachim will be for longer. Masha'inkein, by the case of the knas, we don't care about the mi'ilo or mizoyin, and therefore we let it... We take out the tendon, make it useless, that's enough. Afraid the Gemara, I have a better eitzah by kachim. You want to go quick, why don't you shecht it? Shechting means you shecht it, but you don't, obviously you can't eat it, because it's hektish, but shecht it, it's dead right there. Like the Loshon of Rebbe Chananel is, but the kash is nishchtev nikvrei, shecht it and bury it. That's the way the Rebbe Chananel goes. Why don't you shecht it and bury it? Ah, yinala shecht shchutichutz, zok. Rashi, you're talking about the Gabayas here. And about the Gabayas, there's no Issa Shchut Echutz. That's the Rashi three lines on the top says. The image of Shchut Echutz, about the Gabayas, the Mechayiv. There's no Chiv on Shchut Echutz, about the Gabayas. Why don't you just shecht it? Shach the Gemara, also Buhu Ledeta Kala. People are going to think you let it eat it then. If you shecht it, they're going to say, oh, it's Kosher Shchit, I'll eat it. So Frank the Gemara, do a not Kosher Shchit, cut it in half. But the Shavi Gistro, why don't you just cut the Behem in half? This way it's a quick death. There's no Bezoyan Kachim, and there's no Takala. not going to eat it. Amar Abaye Amar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, V'nitatzdem, it says about the V'nizorah, V'nitatzdem es mizbechoysam, V'shibartem es matzevoysam, should not do this to Hashem Lekechem, because you can't take something hektish and destroy it in that way. So that's the first mahalak, why ta'akir means by kachim, to put into a room, let it die, and because you can't just shecht it and cut it in half, because loisasum kein Hashem Lekechem. Rav is a different teretz. Rav amar, v'reish nira kematal mum bekachim. It looks like I'm making a mum in kachim. So, in fact, tomorrow, Nira, Mum Malihu. That's not Nira, Mum. You're making a Mum Bekotch and Mamish. Zog to Gemara, no. It's not a real Mum. Why? Because Hanimil is not basically Kayim the Chazil Akrava. It's Roy Fakrava. Hashtad Le Chazil Akrava, less Luba, less Lumba. It's not a problem at all. Agav, Toysis has a big cash over here. Toysis says that if we're talking about Bedek Abayas, what would be the Issa of Matal Mum? Matal Mum is only in Kotch and Mizbech, not in Kotch and Bedek Abayas. So, therefore, Toysis, when first Teretz wants to answer, that we're talking, wants to argue. We're talking about kachim mizbeach. And the second Teretz says that even with kachim bedegabayis, it's a gzeira otu kachim mizbeach. It's a gzeira otu that. That's the mahalach of Teretz, the mahalach of Mishra, the two mahalach of Teretz. But Al-Kapan, the Gemara's question is, it's, the Rav says, the reason we can't do it, Nira make a mum. Break the Gemara, it's mamish. Teretz, no, it's not mum mamish, because it's not chazal akrava. Break the Gemara, we know that in the time of the Beis Mikdash, you now make a mum in a bal mum. That means even though the behemah already is disqualified from mizbech, I'm still making a mum in it. So now, bizman hazeh, the behemah is disqualified, but how am I allowed to make a mum in it? Right, the Gemara, that even though it's not, v'lahava kamat mum bal mum, da'afakav l'chaz l'akrava osur, and for the Gemara, bal mum nehid l'chazi l'gufe, in the time of Beis Mikdash, you know it wasn't chazi for itself, l'dami chazi. It was still royal that money could be used for mizbeach. Lafuki hacha today, even the money is not usable for the kachim mizbeach. We don't have a base mikdash. Therefore, it's not a problem, a real problem of mum. It's only a problem in niruk about mum. So the bottom line is the two mahalchim. Why, in the when someone's makta something, he throws it into a room and he closes the door and doesn't do ikur is because ikur is a problem of. Bizarre, it takes too long. So why don't you just kill it? Shechta in half. So Rabbi says the reason is because you're going to come to Takala and I can't cut it in half. If it's Shechta Takala, if I cut it in half, that's Lois Asun Kane. Rava says, Nira Kamata Mum Bekotchim.